David Aki, running back, Rutherford B. Hayes High School in Delaware, Ohio, is your latest Ohio State football commitment. Congratulations, Favor. How does it, like, we're going to talk about all of the pieces and all of the movements that led you here eventually, but let's just start at the very top. You're committed to Ohio State to play football. How crazy is that? How does that feel for you as a person?
I mean, being an in-state kid, it means the world to me and to everyone else. I know, like, getting the Ohio State offer as an in-state kid is really hard, so it's just, I'm just happy they gave me that opportunity, took that chance on me, so I'm going to be, I can't wait to make big plays in the shoe.
You started playing football, what, 3.5 years ago or so? You moved around the city a little bit. You were in Westerville. You were in Lewis Center. You settled here at Hayes High School at the end of your freshman year. Sophomore year, you're learning the system. You're adapting to a new school. Not really on the field yet. Junior year, something clicks. First three games, you're at running back. You're dominating. You're taking 85 yards in the first game of the year. And you're like, wait a second, I can do this. What changed? And why do you think that it changed when it did?
I think it's just a mindset for me. A lot of people doubted me coming into my junior year, saying that we weren't going to be the best and I wasn't going to be the best and I'd just be a backup player, not really a playmaker. So I just took that to the heart and I just let the field do the talking.
You know, it's not easy to do. You make it sound easy, but it's not. Your recruitment really starts to take off. You get an Iowa State offer. You go visit there. You visit Ohio State in the middle of your junior season. The relationship with Carlos Lachlan is sort of percolating. It's starting to grow a little bit. And then January comes. You're one of the, I think, 6 or 7 recruits on campus for Ohio State's national championship celebration at the end of January. They say, hey, Favor, we want you to come back on March 17th, first practice of spring. We think it's going to be a good day for you and your family.
Yeah.
Did you know at that point that the offer was coming? And even now, because, I mean, we've talked a considerable amount over the last few months, you don't seem to be someone who's, like, overly emotional about things. You're a very calculated person. You are very logical. Was there a moment when you let yourself get excited about this?
I'd say probably when I got home with my brother. We were just celebrating all night when I first got the offer.
When you get that call from Coach Lachlan, or you're in the office with Coach Day, and your family's all there with you, what was the reaction at that moment?
It was big. It felt like surreal a little bit being in front of Coach Day, you know, legendary head coach. So I was just a little bit nervous when speaking to him, but he was a really awesome guy, very well spoken.
What a lot of people aren't going to know, and because you have, like, you basically committed to Ohio State at that point in March. Here we are. It's now June the 8th. And you're now officially publicly committed to Ohio State, coming off of your official visit. But for the last couple months, what has life been like for you and the relationship with the Ohio State staff? And how has that grown since that first day in March when you said, hey, I'm in?
I mean, just more communication with the entire team, the coaching staff, and just getting to know the players and the running backs that are there even more. Having a strong relationship with Bo Jackson and James people. You know, James, he's a really good leader, so I can't wait to get in that room and be a part of the brotherhood.
Coach Lachlan is a different type of dude, man. He is a very direct, very high intensity, but very pointed person. When he says something, he's saying it for a purpose. How has that relationship been for you? And what did it mean for you to have this opportunity with him? Because, again, he's very picky. And the Buckeyes are recruiting running backs all over the country. They still may add one. We'll see if they add a second in this class or not. But what did it mean for you when Coach Lachlan started to really reach out to you?
I mean, I was just excited just knowing that he realizes my talent and knows that my ceiling is very high. So when he pointed out the things I could work on, I know he really has a lot of interest in me, just finding the small details, that little things I can improve on and become better. So I know he's going to take really good care of me, and I'm going to be a really good running back for The Ohio State University.
Everyone who is watching this interview, everyone who follows high school football recruiting knows that if Ohio State offers a football player, he's a good football player. It is not a stretch of the imagination to convince people watching that, hey, Favor knows how to run the football. Favor can do a lot of things. But you also were being recruited by some schools as a linebacker early on in your career. Why running back? What was it about that position that really took root for you?
And just making plays. I really love making plays. And when you're making plays against the defense, it's very much different because you're making a guy miss or shedding a tackle. And it just feels better than actually making a tackle. So just the play style, the relationship with the quarterback, catching a ball, it feels way better.
Delaware Hayes High School has had one Ohio State football commitment in the last 58 years. Do you know that?
I do. Rick Middleton, if I'm not wrong.
You are not wrong. Rick Middleton, he graduated from here in 1969. So that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Has it struck you the I'm not going to say pressure, because it's not pressure. It's a privilege, right?
That's right.
The privilege you have now to help be an inspiration to other kids in this school and in this neighborhood. Delaware is a thriving community. It's growing.
That's right.
But it's been a long time. What does it mean to you to be that guy?
I mean, it feels great. When I was first coming to Delaware, I was a bit scared knowing that they haven't had that many big time recruits come out of here. But my parents always told me that I should be that one. And it was just surprising enough that I became that one. So I'm just happy to put on for Delaware and show that there's really a lot of talent coming through here.
Did you know that you were going to be you're a young man, you're athletic, you've got talent, but you're also a computer programmer. You work in a nursing home. There's a lot of things to your character that are off the field. Was athletics always the goal, or was that a vehicle maybe that you saw as a way to get places? When did this become the dream?
I would say this year, really. I never thought of having this breakout season that I did, but I always knew that I had some type of talent and I always wanted to put it to use. So this year was a really good way to showcase my talents and what I can really do on and off the field. So I'm just really excited with how everything went.
I know your parents are very involved in your life, very involved in your upbringing and your humility. Your father is a pastor. Your mother is a nurse. There is a lot of parts about serving other people that is a part of who you are as a young man. What do you think about this opportunity and the way that it gives you a platform to give back?
I mean, right now I'm not really looking for instant gratification, but I'm just really happy to be a part of the process. I think it's just all a part of God's plan in the process, because a lot of people come in and thinking they're gonna just think so highly of what the possibilities and what they can do for what they can get from Ohio State, but not what they can do for Ohio State. So I just want to come in there and put my head down and just give it my all and just try to help the team as much as possible.
Away from the field, again, I mentioned computer programming. I know that's something you're into. What do Ohio State fans who only know the highlights they've seen of you on the field, what do they need to know about you as a person that should make them proud that you're choosing to wear this logo for the next 4 to 5 years?
I'm just a very, not to just...
No, I want it. Yeah. Tell people how great you are, favorite.
I'd say I'm just very disciplined in what I do. You know, I'm just very straightforward, and I'm a very good practice player. That's just how it became, just on the practice field, playing scout team. That's what really helped me become a really good player last year, just playing scout team as much as possible, giving it my all, practicing in-game situations. That's just how I really got better. And then I just took a part of it from just the computer work that I do. There's a lot of ups and downs with computer work, like coding, a lot of bugs and errors, but just staying disciplined, staying humble, and just thriving through it. And then one day you get the answer to what you've been looking for.
Your coach, Ryan Montgomery, had said that one of the things that college coaches noticed about you early on in the process was how hard you worked at practice.
When we had coaches come out and watch us practice, probably the number one compliment that he gets as a player is he is the hardest working player in practice. You see a lot of guys that maybe have the same type of talent or potential that take things for granted. Favor's not one of those guys. If we're telling guys to finish in the end zone, it doesn't matter what drill we're doing. We could be on the 10, we could be on the 30 at midfield. He's going to finish in the end zone every single time because that's what he has learned. Those are the skills that he gained in our program. And those are just things that he continually carries out every single day.
That is something that has drawn a lot of attention. We were out here for a workout combine/pro day about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you were in every drill first. You were in every drill more than anyone else. It was a warm day. And that was the first time I've seen you on the practice field. And I was like, oh, okay, there's a reason why he's the best player on this in this program. And it's not because you have the most gifts. It's because you work the hardest. Where does that come from? Where did you learn that that trait?
I'd say just the competitiveness. Like, I've always been a big gamer growing up, so I always wanted to be the best at everything I did. So every single rep I do, I want to win the rep every single time. So that's just how I practice.
What video game did you grow up playing?
I'd say a lot of Fortnite. A lot of Fortnite.
Like, no build, though.
Oh, builds.
Oh, no, man. I cannot. I like to consider myself a fairly, hand-eye coordinated person. I cannot do that game when you're starting to build. That stuff is crazy. Now that you're able to start building your own future, what do you want to study at Ohio State? What do you want to get out of Ohio State other than football?
I hope business or computer science. I know there's a lot of good programs that help you on and off the field, especially when you graduate. The networking opportunities is really good. So I'm just kind of hoping to see what it's like when I graduate.
As a part now of the 2026 Ohio State recruiting class, officially committed, publicly committed, as we said, the Buckeyes may still look for a second running back in this class. You're nearby.
Yeah.
2 weeks from now, Derek Cooper will be on campus making his official visit. Do you intend to be there? Do you intend to be a part of trying to help bring someone else in? Or I know that you're not the pushy type, but you have to build your class, right? This is an opportunity and an obligation as a local kid to be around. You're going to be right there again 2 days from now on campus, camping on Tuesday with Carlos Lachlan to get in some work.
Yep.
So, you're not just resting on your laurels, but what do you do as a recruiter for this class?
Me, I'm not personally scared of any competition, so I do help around. I do speak to Derek Cooper right now and Savion Hitler, Hyder. So I'm just trying to recruit them in and then showing them it's not about the instant gratification, how much money you can get NIL-wise, what you can do for the team and how you can help out.
You brought it up, so I'm just going to go there. That is a part of college football now that 4 years ago, we could have never dreamt about having a conversation with a high school recruit about money, right? That was just not something that it was very uncouth. Now, we know that colleges have been paying athletes for a long time. It just wasn't always legal. Still is illegal in the way a lot of schools are doing it now, but that's a totally different video. How difficult was it for you to have to, there are two other primary schools involved in Favors recruitment towards the end. I'm not going to name them. They have very different philosophies, it seems, than Ohio State does on the NIL front. As a young man growing up in a humble place like Delaware, Ohio, how crazy is it to have to say no thanks to some of the opportunities you've had?
I mean, my dad always told me it's not always about the money, because not all money is good money, but just the way that you think of things, it's all a long-term thing. The goal is to play in the NFL. So I'm not worried about how much money I can get right now, but how I can get developed to be in the NFL one day.
How did Coach Lachlan and Coach Day and the Ohio State program show you that development path? Because I know from talking to Coach Montgomery, one of the most important elements of this for you is development, and not just on the field, but off of it. But how did they show you the plan?
Just through the other guys and just breaking down my film and showing me the things I can get better on. And that was just enough to see that they really care about what I have going on and care about me as a man, just showing me things I can improve on, the little things, the small details, which is what Coach Day is big about, the small details, the little things. And that's how you win a national championship.
Let's fast forward, Favor. When you step back out on this field in August for the first time, you're going to be doing so as an Ohio State commit 20 minutes away from campus. Every team you play is going to talk to you differently. Every team you play is going to hit you harder. Every team you play is going to talk trash a little bit louder than they had before. How do you get better from here, and how do you avoid falling into a trap of complacency?
I mean, it's just keeping your head level and just never be complacent. Make every play a million miles per hour and just don't even think about it and just put everything aside, because not everyone gets this opportunity. So, just got to keep your head level.
Well, you have done a great job of that so far throughout your recruiting process. There's certainly no reason to think that's going to change anytime soon. We here at 10TV 97.1 The Fan are thrilled to help get this story out and let people know that you are officially a member of the 2026 Ohio State recruiting class. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is Favor Aki. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Talking Stuff. We'll see you next time.